Hey guys, welcome back to Lights Up with Taylor Andrews. Today will hopefully be a shorter episode, but if it's not, which you'll be able to see by the time I'm done recording this, don't hate me. I just wanted to kind of take some time to talk about today for people wanting to go into theater, musical theater, how important location really actually is for the college that you're wanting to go to. So my college is about half an hour, 40 minutes outside of New York City, which I honestly feel and believe is one of the best things that could have ever happened to me. I didn't grow up in the New York area. I am from the state of West Virginia. So yes, there was theater that I could see and be a part of, but the theater that is around me was around me was very limited. There's one community theater in my hometown. There's one half an hour away. There's high school productions. And then sometimes we get touring productions in my city, but most of the time we have to drive like an hour 10, an hour 15 away to even see like regional touring theater productions. And so going from that to New York City being right here, insane for me. Best thing that could have ever happened to me. And so I have spent this year, this is my first year in college, second semester, I have spent this year just feeling so artistically fulfilled because there are so many opportunities to see so much live performance and so many fascinating, captivating performances outside of, for starters, it's great just seeing the performances at my school. A lot of the people here are really, really, really talented, and it's been such an honor watching all of these people work and perform. My school does two shows a semester. We have a musical and a play, and then one semester we also have a 29-hour workshop. So I'm seeing 2 to 3 shows a semester just being here, or I'm in a show a semester. So that already is fabulous because obviously my high school did like one show a semester, which is kind of the norm for like normal high schools. But not only that, obviously, Broadway's right there. So I can see Broadway, off-Broadway. So I'm not saying if you want to pursue theater, musical theater, performance, you have to go to New York, or you have to go to LA, or you have to go to Chicago, but location is important. If you want to be pursuing this, I really do recommend going somewhere where you can see shows. And I'm not, that doesn't have to be here. I have a friend that goes to school in Virginia, and there's a theater called the Barter Theater that's near her, and that does have like employed actors working there, making a paycheck, making a living. So what I am saying is that if you want to do, you have to see when it comes to theater. You have to be intaking and seeing how people work and seeing their processes and seeing what type of shows and what styles of acting and what style of music and what style of dance are popular right now, because you have to follow the trends to stay prevalent. And if you don't stay prevalent, you're not going to book work. And so I wanted to take a little bit of time to talk about that because that is something that I feel really, really strongly about right now. So with that, anyone that's like, boy, I really do want to go to New York, but like, I don't have the money to be seeing Broadway shows all the time, because I get that. I just also wanted to take a moment to talk about all the affordable ways that there actually are to see theater, because I have had that learning curve through my first year here of figuring out that there are ways to get more affordable tickets, because I've also hit the point personally, every time a new show is announced on Broadway, I want to see it. Everything sounds so amazing. I just want to intake as much as I can, see as much as I can. And so to me, it has become about quantity over quality, in the sense that I would rather pay less and have worse seats and see more shows than spend a ton of money on one show and have like the best seat in the house. And so I did just want to cover what are some ways to kind of get cheaper tickets and be able to see more shows. The first way is, what I love is, once you get in the city and you're near the city, things like the telecharged lottery become such a lifesaver, because, you know, I live here for most of the year. I'm gone for a month in the winter. I'm gone for 4 months in the summer. Other than that, I live here. So there's no rush for me to see a lot of shows that I want to see. And so the telecharge lottery comes into play amazingly because that means I can enter the lottery multiple times over and see, what am I going to win today? Do I win anything today? And telecharge lottery prices usually range from about like 30 to 50 bucks per ticket, and you don't pick your seat. You find out your seat usually when you get there, but that can be a lifesaver for seeing a show. Like $40 for a Broadway show is really not bad at all, especially depending on where you get sat. I won the lottery for and saw Water for Elephants back in November, and it was like 45 bucks a ticket, and I was like 9 rows away from the stage. Those are tickets that probably would have been like $200 not through the lottery. And my view was incredible. Like the lottery said, obstructed view. I missed nothing. There's, especially with a show like that, there's so much going on going on the stage all the time that you're always seeing something. And so that's the only time I've won the lottery and gotten to use tickets so far. But so worth it. No, that's not true. Oh my God, I saw Gypsy with the lottery too. Oh my God. Okay, stupid. So yeah, my bad. I guess I'm a liar. I also saw Gypsy through the lottery this over my spring break back in March. Those were balcony seats. So we were like further back. It was a bit more, probably closer to what we would have paid for the price of the actual tickets. But I still loved the show. I still had a good view. I could see everything going on. I could hear everything clear as a bell. And so I think the lottery is a really good way of getting tickets to shows that you want to see and not breaking your wallet over it. Another one that's so phenomenal and I think kind of just gets forgotten about, or I didn't know this was a thing for a hot second, is Rush. So if anyone doesn't know what that is, rushing for Broadway shows is you go to the theater box office the morning of a performance and you stand in line and you buy tickets. And there's usually a set standard rush price, and you can just buy any tickets that are left over. Rush can be hit or miss because it just depends on like what's available, what's not. I've rushed twice. I rushed Suffs back in November. That was also my ticket was $20 because they had a promotion called the Younger at the Gates where you could take your ID up until election day, and if you were 18 to 25, you could buy a $20 ticket to the show. So that's something else. Be on the lookout for promotions like that because that was a phenomenal show to see for not a lot of money at all. The other show that I rushed to see was Redwood with Idina Menzel, and I saw that in March. So Redwood's rush price is $44. Such a phenomenal show. I would recommend seeing it, especially since the rush line was non-existent for Redwood, and I really don't know why. Me and my friend that went to see it, we showed up 15 minutes late to the box office opening, or like we got there like right before, and we were the second people in line, and we sat second row for 40 bucks. So Redwood is definitely a show I would recommend rushing because for some reason the rush line is like very unloved. And so yeah, obviously, depending on what show it is and depending on what day of the week it is, you're going to want to get in the line early. For Suffs, we got there at like 9:30 and we still had to wait in line for like an hour. And like an hour from the box office opening at 10. So get there early, because also the longer you have to wait in line, A, the more likely the show is to get sold out, and B, the more likely you are to get bad seats. But Rush is such a good way to get tickets. I'm planning to rush again at least once or twice this school year because it's so much cheaper than the prices you will find online. So the third way I have is there is an app called Theater, Theatr. And Theater is a ticket resale app. So it's kind of like SeatGeek, I guess, but like specifically for on-stage productions. And so I have used Theater both as a buyer and a seller. It is very easy to use. It's something where, like, gosh, let me get my thoughts in track. So when you have tickets to a show and you find out, oh shoot, like I can't use this, you get on the app, you post the date, where the seats are, you have to post some type of proof that you're selling the tickets at face value or less, which I really appreciate because, like, I don't want to pay $50 for tickets that someone spent 30 on. So you have to post proof of how much you bought them for so that you can't upsell your tickets because that's not what this is for. This is not a money-making scheme. It is to stop tickets from not getting used and from seats being empty at shows. And so you post your tickets. You can say, like, I'm open to other offers, or you can just be like, nah, like, this is what I want. This is my base price. And then you post the tickets and hope they're sold. Tickets sell really, really fast on Theater. I bought tickets to see Maybe Happy Ending for $30. It was back in the balcony. I had to lean forward a little bit. It was a little hard to see sometimes when, Darren Criss and Helen Shin were like on the apron of the stage. However, for the most part, fantastic view. Once I like adjusted how I was sitting a little bit, I could see the apron, so it wasn't like I was missing parts of the show. And yeah, so that was very, very cool. Definitely worth it. Very cheap to see a show like that. I actually took a friend for her birthday because I'm like $30 for a Broadway ticket. That's amazing. And then I sold tickets for Death Becomes Her. I'm so upset because I haven't gotten to see that yet. And me and one of my friends have been talking about how we're gonna go see it. And then I was a silly goose and bought us tickets for the first night of rehearsal of a show that I was in. So I was like, dude, we can't see this. Like, I gotta get rid of these tickets. And I posted the tickets. It was probably at least like a week or two in advance. And literally 20 minutes later, someone bought the tickets. I literally got every cent back that I paid on the show. The one problem there is with theater is sellers can cancel the transaction. I've had it happen twice, which I don't love because the original tickets I bought for Maybe Happy Ending for my friend's birthday were on her birthday and then the seller canceled. And I did end up getting different tickets, so like it was okay, but like I didn't love that. And then I bought tickets for Death Becomes Her, where the seller also canceled on me. So I was like, bro, what the heck? Like, why are you posting these if you're not gonna sell them? But for the most part, it is a very, very cool and good experience. A very helpful and affordable way to see shows, especially if you are in the city, like if you're like an NYU student or something where the theater district really isn't that far away. A lot of really good deals get posted day of for shows, especially a lot of people find out something's happening where they can't use a ticket or any of their tickets like an hour before a show, half an hour before, an hour and a half. So those deals don't work for me because I have to ride 30 to 50 minutes on a train. But a lot of the time, these tickets are those types of tickets are posted for like $20, or even sometimes people hit the point of I just want someone to see the show and they post it for free. So, especially if you are actively in the city, theater is such a good app to have. It helps you out if you have tickets that like you can't use anymore and you want some money back. And it helps you out if you just want to see a show when you see something cheap posted. I also just want to highlight the TodayTix app. I feel like that's like something where people are kind of like, why are you going to be talking about this? That is like such a mainstream app for people that are like in the city a lot to want to buy tickets. But they put stuff on sale a lot, all of the time. I saw All Nighter, which I talked about in a previous episode, and I sat front row for $50 because TodayTix had a promo that you could go do that. And so sometimes TodayTix can be a little expensive, but they also have Virtual Rush, which is how I saw Safety Not Guaranteed at the BAM Harvey because they had Virtual Rush for $33 tickets and I kind of just like entered it because I was like, yeah, why not? And they were like, we have tickets available for tonight. And I was like, I'm free. Hell yeah. $30, such a cool show. Something I probably wouldn't have seen otherwise. And so, if you are near the city, even if you're not, get the TodayTix app because some stuff is full price, but they do have good deals on some things. And when those deals are offered, they're stuff that you usually want to take. And the final thing I'm gonna offer is just to say, see stuff that's not on Broadway too. Broadway, yes, is like this dazzling spectacle, and I've loved like everything I've seen on it, but there is also a lot of good theater not on Broadway, and it's a lot more affordable. For example, my school, our shows are $5 to see, and the people in it are genuinely amazing. Like, I'm not just saying this because I go here. I've loved every show that I've seen at my school. I get to see it for free because I'm a student, but any public member that wants to see the show, no matter who they are, senior, adult, child, it's $5. That's a very, very affordable night at the theater. I saw NYU Tisch do the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. I paid $10 because I'm a student. That's any students at all, because I'm obviously not an NYU student. So if you like have a student ID you can show, you can see it for $10. If you're general public, you can see it for $20. NYU students are insanely talented. I don't think that's a surprise because they are the most represented school on Broadway. So to see these like Broadway level performers for $20 is a steal that you are not going to get very often. Also, there's like plenty of theaters that are public theaters not on Broadway that are also really good. I went to La Mama Playhouse. It's a experimental theater, so they do a lot of like really cool stuff like that. I saw a show called The Magic of Lights. It's about this Ukrainian artist who actually like 150 years ago figured out how to project his drawings up on like the back wall of a concert. It was a puppet show, and it was so fascinating and so good. Like, I wish it was still running at La Mama so I could tell people to go see it, but unfortunately it has closed. So while I can't tell you to go see it, I can tell you it was absolutely phenomenal. And it was unlike anything I've ever seen. It was actually so moving and like so just poignant. It's like this Ukrainian artist, and it gets into like his projections, and then it actually gets into Ukrainian censorship in the USSR. And so it was like, I didn't know what to expect when I saw Puppet Show and then got my program, and it was about like all this different Ukrainian stuff. But it was so beautiful, and I just wish that like I could tell people to go see it, but unfortunately, it's gone from La Mama. So those are some ways that I feel people can see theater in a bit more of an affordable way. Because it is important, especially if you're like, I want to go into this as a career, it is so important to see what's going on. But it's also really important to not go broke. I don't know about you guys, but I feel like it's important to have money to my name in case I like have an emergency and need something. So, yeah. Affordable theater is important. Oh, just also, if you go to a school in the area, take advantage of any type of promos, deals they're having. My school had $30 tickets to Suffs, but I rushed it instead, and we had $30 tickets to Boop. And the only reason I didn't take advantage of those was because we had senior recitals at night, and I wanted to see a bunch of our seniors go be amazing. And I saw John Proctor as the villain for free. Because the school that one of my friend's sisters goes to had free tickets and they overbought and just needed to get rid of them. So I just like jumped on the bandwagon and was like, yes, please give me a ticket. So yeah, those are some ways that theater actually can be affordable. Because anyone that's like in my position and is about to be like on their way to the New York area and hasn't really like lived here, been around here before. There's a lot of hacks to have an affordable theater, and I don't want you to have the same learning curve as I did and then like miss out on like these free cool opportunities. So yeah, this wasn't a shorter episode, so my bad chat, I fully lied at my intro. However, I had fun discussing this, so I hope that you had fun listening, and I will see you guys next time.